Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of Next Level Leader Podcast. So excited to have you connected today. And of course, all of our Next Level Leader community, we appreciate you so much for just staying connected in this space, place where we grow together, where we come together and get practical skills and things that can help us become the leaders that God has placed us on the planet to become. We believe that you are listening in this space today because you know, like we know, that there is a leader evolving inside of you. And the Bible says iron sharpens iron, and we believe it. We stand on that, and we want to make sure you are sharpened when you tune in to this space. I want to thank you so much, and if you're listening for the first time, thank you for joining this community. And I want you to follow me. I would like to stay connected to you on Instagram, Joseph Walker 3. That's Joseph Walker 3. Stay connected to me there. I really appreciate if you would. It would mean a lot. Just want you to know how much we appreciate you and thank God for you. I do also want to invite you over to my website. If you're interested in books, I've written books on leadership, relationship, personal development, mental health, you name it. Go there and it will bless you. JosephWalker3.org. That's JosephWalker3.org. And certainly you can find information that can be a tremendous blessing to you and to yours. Now, I would like to invite you also to go over to YouTube and to subscribe to our life, our journey, our truth. And certainly we believe it'll be a blessing to you if you would to go over there. My wife and I have a wonderful YouTube channel. We talk about relationships, stewardship. We talk about building a legacy together. We talk about time management, parenting, purpose. I mean, we go through a vast array of topics, and we hope that you'll find something that can be a blessing to you. Now, if you allow me to share this, Next Level Leader Book Club. Wow. This is the book club everybody's talking about. I want you to be a part of it. Next Level Leader Book Club. And I want you to text the word book club to 78228. We are reading 25 books in 2025, and we're geeked. We're excited. We love it. Keeps us sharp. And we're just excited to continue to grow, to read. Readers are leaders. Leaders are readers. So let's go, guys. Let's do it. Great books we're reading out there. Things that can help us get to the next level. So I just want to thank you in advance for being a part. If you want to join this book club, come on in and be a part of it. We'd love to have you in our book club. Today, I'm going to be talking about you are the brand, and you are. One of my friends who is extraordinarily successful mentioned this in a teaching moment, saying that you're the brand. When you step out of your house, what you wear, how you speak, what you do, it really speaks to the brand of how people engage you and respond to you. I want you to know you're the brand, and I want you to really understand this today, that while you're trying to build a brand, you must first start with you. Branding is important. Every marketing professional will tell you that, but you must build that brand starting with you. So I'm going to give you some things that I believe can help you build that brand, build you as the brand. And first of all, it's about defining your core values. Identifying and embodying values that represent you and align with your brand's message. What are going to be your core values as a person? What are the things that you are strongly compassionate about? Like, you know, is it philanthropy? Is it outreach? Is it, you know, helping others? Is it, what is it that creates that strong character, integrity? What are your core values as a person? This is about your brand, because you can have a person who doesn't have strong values trying to build a brand that does, and people look at the principle of the brand and say, that's interesting. I see somewhat of a very confusing narrative here. So identifying and defining your core values, what things are important to you. I want you to take out a piece of paper or take from your phone. I want you to list what are the top 3 to 5 core values that you have. What matters to you? Is it integrity? Is it giving or philanthropy? What is it? Is it service? What are your core values? That's where you start building your brand. When you begin to think about what matters to you, what gives you purpose, what makes you thrive, what is your sweet spot? What is the core, like at the very core, what makes you come alive? If somebody mentions an opportunity to do what, you come alive. That speaks to your core value. You may be saying, well, how do I identify that? If someone asks me to do this and I come alive, it's speaking to a core value. Someone asked me to go and volunteer. That means I'm a servant. That's a core value. Somebody does something salacious and tries to hide it, I get upset. I can't deal with that. That means integrity is a core value for you. You see how this works? If somebody gives you an opportunity to give and you're like, oh my God, thank you. Thank you. I'm so happy to be able to support this cause. That's a core value you have. So that is a part of your brand. So people then associate you as the person who is so philanthropic, the person who has so much integrity, right? That person who is such a servant, whatever you align yourself with, now people are going to associate, I understand why you would develop that nonprofit. Now it makes sense why you would build a business like this, because we know who you are. You get it? When we know who you are, it aligns with what you're trying to do, right? So the best way to explain this is don't do until you define who you be, because who you be will determine how people view what you do. I think you heard that, right? Don't do until you define who you be, because who you be will help people understand why you do what you do. Whew, that's a good one. Here's number 2, be authentic. See, authenticity builds trust. Let your brand reflect who you are genuinely. Your brand is about authenticity. You got to be completely who you are. If you're a person that's building a brand on social media as an influencer, be authentic. Be who you are. Don't be pretentious. Come out organically out of the gate. This is who I am, unapologetically. You know, whether there are people you agree with or disagree with, there are some people you disagree with out there, but you can't deny that they are consistently authentic in who they are. They can be completely wrong in your book, but they're at least authentic in their belief. They're not trying to morph into what people think they should say or do or be. Being authentic means I embrace my truest self. I'm fine in my skin. I'm good with it. I understand the importance of authenticity. So I want to encourage you, when you're authentic, to know that you're going to build trust among the community, among your team. People are going to feel like it's more genuine. This is real. And so being authentic matters, not being pretentious, not creating false narratives, but just be who you are to be. All right. Now, number 3 is something that I have talked about, man. Oh my God, this is a big one. It's mastering consistency. Man, if you're going to understand the power of your brand, it's about consistency. Ensuring your message and your actions remain consistent across all platforms and interactions. Let's take social media, for example. Being consistent, one of the successes of social media for people is that you're constantly putting out content. But then what makes this even more consistent in mastering it is the fact that I'm able to put content in one space and another space and another space and another space, and all of it is working in synergy together. That is how you master consistency. Mastering consistency is about how I lead, how I choose to lead collaboratively here and lead collaboratively. I can't be, you know, autocratic or hierarchical over here and be collaborative over here. I must have the same way of leadership that when people associate me and my brand with leadership, they say he or she is easy to work with because they are collaborative. They enjoy hearing from their team. Those things matter. So when you can master that consistency across the board, man, your messaging does not become conflicted, but people truly understand it is what it is. You say what you mean, you do what you say you're going to do, and you're consistent across the board. Here's number four. Invest in personal development. A big one, right? It's what you're doing now. You're on the podcast called Next Level Leader because you understand how to learn and grow and enhance the quality and credibility of your brand. You're coming to conferences. You're signing up for the work. You're part of the book club, I hope. Next Level Leader Book Club. Text Book Club to 78228, right? Because you understand, I'm trying to develop. What are leaders reading? Where are leaders gathering? What kind of workshop and seminar can I invest in to be a part of? These are the kinds of things I'm telling you. When you invest in personal development, these are the things that will absolutely get you to the next level. So make certain that you are constantly learning, a lifelong learner. Every leader needs to be a lifelong learner. If that's your brand says, I am always trying to get better so the organization can always get better so that we can always provide on another scale, another level for you because we're getting better every single day. Never allow yourself to become at ease and zine, too comfortable, never growing, never expanding, never opening up new opportunities. Always put yourself in a place where you invest in personal development. Invest where you put your money in building your team, training your team. Development matters. This is what I do with our team at the beginning of the year. We make an investment in them. We pour into them. And it's important that we are willing to pay a price, sow into that. Our budget is a statement around personal development for our entire team. We believe in investing in them. So that's a huge piece, right? Number five is to build positive reputation. So I must make certain that I'm engaging in actions that reinforce my brand's integrity and credibility. Every day, I have to be cognizant of what I post on social media. That stuff lives forever. Let me just pause there and say that I've seen people, I've mentored people, and I've said, look, in your 20s, be careful about the stuff you post, the things you do, things you wear, because that stuff will follow you for a lifetime. You'll be in your 40s up for a CEO position or something, and somebody will go back in your history and see certain things that you said or the how you dressed, and they'll have second thoughts about you. So it's important that you really seek to maintain a positive reputation. Even if your reputation has been damaged to some extent, you still can repair it. You still can go forward with good things, layer it on good things and good things. So make certain that you think, when I walk out of this house today, I got to be mindful of my reputation. The places I go, things I say, the things I do. Protect the brand, protect the reputation at all costs. Is that understandable? Make certain you build positive reputation. Build positive reputation. Here's number six. Communicate clearly. Develop messaging that reflects your values and resonates with your audience. Talking to people about what you're trying to do and why you're trying to do it matters. I tell people all the time, you have a vision, it'll be so clear it fits on a t-shirt. But at the end of the day, I've got to be at a point where I recognize that as the brand, as I push the brand, I must communicate my why, my what, my when, all the time. I must bring great clarity to people. I just can't impose vision on people's lives without communicating why this matters to them, why this should be important to them. So communicate clearly. You know, be articulate as a leader in how you express the importance of the vision so that people can buy in, tap into what's happening, and you're the brand. And so, man, I want to communicate very clearly about my why and my what and my how. Let's review what we talked about as we always do. And of course, we're talking about you are the brand. So when you step out of the house, be mindful of that. You're the person, what you wear, how you talk, what you say, do, who you hang with. You are your brand. And so we want to define our core values. What things matter to you? What values matter? Does integrity matter? Does generosity matter? Does honesty matter? All of those things define, you know, who you be. So before you start doing what you do, you make clear that you be who you're supposed to be. Never sacrifice that. But then also being authentic. It means that I'm building trust. I'm letting my brand reflect who I genuinely am. I'm not out here flip-flopping on that. I'm very clear that I want to walk in authenticity. Number three, I want to master consistency. I want to be consistent in everything that I do, that people can look at you and they can say, wow, you know, even though I may not agree with you, I can't deny that you're consistently on message. You are consistently doing what you feel called to do. That's why it's so important to master that consistency. And then we talked about how to invest in personal development. Going to a class, going somewhere and get training, man. Go somewhere and build yourself up, right? Reading and being connected. And then we talked about the importance of building a positive reputation. Knowing that the decisions I make, the people I hang with, the things I do, the places I go, all of those things have a lot to do with my reputation and how people perceive my leadership, perceive my brand. Don't taint your brand being around the wrong people all the time. Don't taint your brand making mistakes that you need not must make. It's important that you're constantly moving in wisdom, that you're protecting your brand. Let me say that again. Move in wisdom, because if you move in wisdom, wisdom makes knowledge obey. No matter how much knowledge you have, wisdom makes it get in alignment. So what I pray for is that you will absolutely build your positive reputation. And then communicate clearly. Make sure your messaging is on point, that people understand your why, your what, your how. They get it. They understand clearly where you're trying to go. They see the roadmap and they can buy in, tap into it and understand why you are so persistent, why you absolutely are driven toward the fulfillment of that coming to pass. Here's number seven, embrace feedback. Listen to constructive feedback. This is going to improve and ensure that you're meeting the needs of your audience. Create opportunities for people to send questions. I do it after every episode. Let me know what you think about this. If you have questions, thoughts, comments, whatever, send them to me. Let's make this platform what we know it can be. And I'm grateful. We should be going higher and higher every single time. I want you to surround yourself with people that can give you constructive feedback. Now, I'll be honest, you can't take constructive criticism from somebody who's never constructed anything. But in other words, you have to take, you know, constructive criticism, people that have a body of work that you respect. I respect this body of work. I respect your success. So therefore, I can take feedback from you. It's so critical that if you're going to be the brand, that you have your finger on the pulse, your ear to the ground, and you always know what people are doing, what people are saying, how you're being perceived. It's a pretty big deal. So I'm thankful. I really am. And I've learned some great lessons, man, just by making myself available to what people were saying. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, I am so appreciative of you. And I hope that this episode, like the others, have been a blessing to you. I'm excited to be able to help you know that when you walk out of the house today, out of that job, wherever you are the brand. So dress like you're the brand. Walk like you're the brand. Talk like you're the brand. Live like you're the brand. You have to do it unapologetically, because nobody's going to follow a brand or believe in a brand that does not enhance the quality of the lives of those who are connected to it. So therefore, you are the brand. Just look right in the mirror at yourself and point and say, you are the brand. Thank y'all so much for tuning in, man. I appreciate y'all being a part of this community. And make sure you follow me at Joseph Walker 3 on Instagram. But let me know specifically how this episode has been a tremendous blessing to you. And if you don't mind, go over to Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth on YouTube and subscribe. New episode dropping every Friday at 7:00 Central Standard Time. We're appreciative of the opportunity just to be able to pour into your life. Thank you so much. All of you who connected to our book club, text book club to 78228. Let's go get it. It is a great season. You walk out of here and be the brand. Declare it over your life. I'm the brand. Everything rises and falls on leadership. You're the brand. And so you can't build a brand that is inconsistent with your brand. When you know your brand, it becomes easy to know the other. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Hope this has blessed you. And man, when I develop my brand, I can build a brand. And I build that brand because I'll say it again. What I be determines what I do. And what I do points back to who I be. Let that bless you. I'm Dr. Joseph Walker. You've been listening to Next Level Leader Podcast. Until next time, be blessed.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph with you.